How much do you value the truth? Since I was a kid, I've always thought the truth is absolute. It's why I became a detective. These days, I'm not so sure. This is a case I can't look away from. I've always come back to it, trying to get the truth of it, but there's only one answer. The basement family case and the basement rule that came with it. The White family were the perfect family of four. Two parents, two kids. No one could suspect them of a thing, at least until they found a mutilated, half-dead teenage girl strapped to a chair in their basement. She'd been there for months. All four were taken into custody. The official investigation uncovered three more human remains hidden under the basement grounds, all children. It doesn't seem that hard. The truth must be horrific, but simple, right? One of them did it, and some of them, maybe all of them, covered for the killer. An interrogation would reveal if they were all in on it, or if it was just one or two members keeping it hidden from the others. If they all had the same story, well then, they were all covering for each other. Either way, we would know. Obviously, that's not what happened. None of it fits. All of the testimonies contradict each other. The whole family might be insane, and there's something else too. There was also a fifth testimony from the girl, the victim who came through in a hospital, and what she said, well, it's not pretty at all. It's not insane in the same way as others, which makes it so much worse. It fits perfectly, but I won't accept it. I can't. It makes everything else wrong. Can you guess what she told me? I'll let you read through them. I hope you have better luck than me. Detective Simmons. Okay, we're gonna start recording. Let's start by saying your name into the microphone. Mindy White. My name is Mindy White, and I'm 10 years old. I'm really happy to have you talking with us, Mindy. We're just going to ask you a few questions, okay? Let me know if you need anything. I'm going to need some of this chocolate milk when I'm done. It's very good. I'll make sure they bring you all the chocolate milk you like, because you're really helping us out, Mindy. I like this flavor because it doesn't have any blood in it. Pardon? Daddy only brings me bloody milk. Why does he have blood in it, Mindy? Mindy? He says that it makes me stronger. Stronger for what? I don't really know, I guess so I won't get hurt, like I did before in my car accident. He keeps a book hidden from the rest of us, but... Mindy, do you know why we're here? Because someone broke the basement rule. The basement rule, huh? What's that? Daddy says the little girls who go into the basement stay in the basement. I see. Well, someone did break the basement rule, and three children got very hurt. There's only one person who can help them. Do you know who that is? I see you shaking your head. Mindy, that person is you. The best way to help those children is by telling the truth, which is even more important than a basement rule. Now, what did you see in your daddy's book? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Didn't you read it? I didn't understand it. There were lots of pictures of blood, but I don't know who Ball is. Mindy, we didn't find a book like that. Are you being honest with me? They said you wouldn't believe me. Who said that? The men walking on my ceiling. Men who walk... I don't understand, Mindy. They come into my room every night we have red steak. They climb up on the walls, and they walk around in circles on my ceiling. I don't really know who they are because they have no faces, but I know they're sad. How do you know that, Mindy? Because I can hear their tears inside my mind. That's how they told me the truth about the red steak. What's the truth? That it comes from the basement children. I had already figured it out though, because cows don't have fingernails in their meat. Recording ended. Notes. Several sets of size 13 men's boot prints were found on the ceiling of the bedroom belonging to Mindy White. The mother's testimony. Detective Simmons. Please say your first name for the record. Lily White. Lily. Lily White. Thank you, Mrs. White. I have a few questions to ask you regarding the situation at hand. What situation? I'm talking about the girl we found in your basement. The other three bodies we found underground. Does that ring a bell? Right, well, you don't need to be so rude about it. Okay, well, now that we're on the same page, do you mind telling me why there's a dead girl in your basement? I don't know. What about the other bodies? I don't know. Did you know the girl, Mandy? I see you shaking your head no. So, you don't know the girl. You don't know how she got there. Do you know anything about the events that were taking place in your home? I was not aware of anything illegal taking place on my property, no. Your daughter told me that your husband gives her bloody milk. She said that your husband claims it makes her stronger. Do you know anything about this? My husband does not feed our daughter blood. So, are you saying that Mindy is lying? Look, Mindy is a bit of a... How do I put this? A bit of an eccentric child. She has a wild imagination. She's been that way ever since her car accident. That's just how she is. So you're saying that your daughter lied? Do you really believe I would allow my husband to feed our 10-year-old blood? Let me guess, she also told you about the men that walk on her ceiling. So I suppose she lied about the red stake and the basement rule. Mrs. White, I don't know anything about steak and we're a vegetarian household. Can you tell me about the basement rule? It's a rule that my husband enforced. Okay, and what exactly is the basement rule? I don't remember. You don't remember? I don't. Could you try to remember? Did it have anything to do with keeping the kids out of the basement? Sorry, I have a headache. Can I get some water? Sure, I'll have someone bring you some water. While they get here though, can you please tell me a little more about your husband? Specifically, what he does in the basement? I'm not entirely sure. Miss White, with all due respect, do you have any idea what goes on in your home? I don't feel well. I can't think right now. I can't remember. My husband, he what? He's different sometimes. Different how? He talks about things that never happened as if they happened. As if I was there. Him and Mindy are alike. They're both very creative, curious. Are you sure? Are you afraid of your husband? I've never been afraid of him before. Before? Before now, before this happened, I think I feared that he might have done something. Are you saying that you think your husband could have been responsible for the bodies we found in your basement? I don't know. Maybe he messed up. I don't know. I can't breathe. I think I'm going to be sick. End of recording. Note. Lily White was rushed to see a medic in a confused state after vomiting blood. The subject below is not to be trusted. Before the interview, police officers had to verify Ryan White's stability due to a sudden asthma attack. Medics at the time noted incessant babbling and fidgeting as a concern over his mental health. The subject's mother gave her written approval to be interviewed by Detective Simmons. Detective Simmons, I appreciate you speaking with me. Can you state your name and age for the record? I'm Ryan White, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks, Ryan. Are you aware of what the others have said so far? About what? The sound of Ryan scratching his face makes it in. The girls? What girls? I don't know anything about any girl. I don't even like girls. They're like, gross. So, we don't know anything about the bodies found. Ryan continues to scratch and pull at his skin. Not on tape, the nails begin to leave long white marks on his face. Sorry, I'm confused. What bodies? There are no bodies. Ryan, we found the bodies. Do you know anything about it? Like, dead bodies? No, sometimes we have new friends over and we play with them. But, I mean, we don't really see them again. What kind of friends? How do you meet them? I think Dad introduces us, tells us to have fun, then goes into the basement, and I get to go play video games. I love video games. Your sister mentioned the basement rule. Can you tell me about that? I don't feel good. That's okay. Would you like some chocolate milk? Notably upset. No, I don't like milk. Why is that? Your sister loves milk. My sister hates milk. Let me guess. She also talked about the man on the walls. She always says stuff for attention. The only things I've seen on the ceilings are shadows. Sometimes they dance. At this point, I had to stop. Not on tape, Ryan's nails had started breaking through the skin. There was red under his fingernails even as he kept scratching. Okay, Ryan, thank you for your assistance. Medic! Recording ended at 13:49 hours. The victim's testimony. The victim is resting in a hospital bed with IV running into the back of her hand and a urine bag attached to the side of the bed. There are several human bite marks that cover her face and arms, one across her eye. Detective Simmons. Hello, I'm Detective Simmons and I'm in charge of investigating the case involving you. I will be recording this, so for the record, please state your name and age. Mandy. My name is Mandy and I'm 16 years old. Your full name, please. Sorry, Detective. My name is Mandy, and I'm 16 years of age. Note. In the initial interview, her mouth didn't seem to move when I heard the second Mandy. On hearing the tape again, she only said her first name. Some other voice said the second Mandy, but there was no one else in the room. Detective Simmons. Thank you. Odd name. Now, I understand that you went through quite an ordeal, but could you please recount it for me while it's still fresh in your mind? She nods. How exactly did you come to the house? You can take your time. There's a pause on the tape. Mrs. White hired me to babysit her daughter. Can you tell me a little more about what your responsibilities were? I also do a little light housework for a few hours a day. I also arrive at the house shortly after school let out. I sit down with Minnie and we work on our homework together while we eat a small snack. What did you feed her? We had strawberry milk. I bought a mix with me each day and strips of beef with ketchup. Continue. After that, we would play for a couple of hours until one of her parents got home. Sometimes it was her mother and sometimes her father. I would spend my last hour helping her pick up after ourselves and go home. How often and long would you say you were there? I would stay for 4 hours, 3 days a week. The days would vary sometimes, but most often it was Wednesday through Friday. Okay, Mandy. When we found you, it was in a basement. You were chained up and unconscious. Is there anything you can tell us about that? I don't know about the children. They were already there when he dragged me down there. Who dragged you down there? I don't know, one of the family members. I find it difficult to think that someone can drag your body into the basement without giving away their identity. I went to the bathroom. One of them must have slipped something into my drink while I was away. One minute we were talking about math and the next I was strapped up to a chair in a dark room. A sound like the scratching of a pen on paper can be heard. Can you describe the shape you saw? A shadow with eyes. It would force feed me, then tell me that if I didn't behave, I would end up like its friends. Its friends? I assume he was talking about the other children down there. It would often glance that way when it talked about them. What did they feed you? Kid food. Mostly toaster treats, sometimes a nutritional bar or fruit juice. I was always thinking about ways I could escape. Do you remember anything else? No. One day, the shadow figure was above me and then a door opened. The next, I woke up here. So, the mother and daughter? I never saw them. I don't know if they knew about me. My mother told my parents I'd never showed up that day when I went missing, but that's it. Thank you for your information. Here's my card. If you remember anything, give me a call. For now, get some rest. Can you tell my parents I'm awake now? They may not know yet. I will tell the nurse to call them immediately. The recording ends here. The father's testimony. Mr. White sits before me. He has dark circles around his red, throbbing eyes. He doesn't look like he slept for several days. Detective Simmons. Well, Mr. White, I've begun the recording. He says nothing for a very long time. Not on tape, but he stares at me all this while. Do you have any children, Detective? At this point, I pause the recording. The off-record exchange went somewhat like this. Is that intimidation? It's just a question. Well, I'll be asking the questions if you don't mind. Recording resumes. Mr. Dan White, we know you killed at least 3 children and have kidnapped another. It's all over now. You might as well just come out. We just want to know why. He says nothing for many moments. There's no use in denying it. Your family turned you in. My family must have told you a lot of strange things. They've been saying stranger and stranger things these days. About the house, about the dark. Scratching noise begins in the background of the recording. I've investigated this, but the source remains unknown. Mr. White. Did he know that sometimes my wife goes into my daughter's room and watches her sleep and just smiles? All mothers do that sometimes, not while holding a butcher knife, and never with that smile she has. It's not a mother's smile. The sound of page turning. I made a note in my notebook. Detective Simmons. So you believe your wife may be dangerous, perhaps responsible for what we found down there? She's hiding something. You must have known that if you talked to her. She's always hiding something. Sound of his chair shifting. He leans in close to my face. Can you guess who it is yet, Detective? You must have heard it when you spoke to her. Isn't there something you missed? Is there something you're trying to tell me? More shifting. He leans back. I've been thinking about my family. It's hard to think while everything else starts to disintegrate around you, but I think I know what happened. Well then, show me. Tell me how it all fits together. My daughter, she's been saying these things, childish delusions, but lately, I've been thinking there's something else. Then my wife, she's been acting paranoid, schizophrenic, insane. Something's been creeping into her head, weighing her down, she has a secret. And my son, he had an asthma attack here, but you wouldn't let me see him. He's been having trouble breathing ever since we came to this house. There's something in the air, Detective. Something that goes into our lungs and make us do and see. A gas leak, maybe, or copper monoxide poisoning. The sound of further scratching into the paper. Detective Simmons. And conveniently, you wouldn't have no responsibility. And how would you explain the bodies in the basement? And the girl? Whatever you say, one of you is a serial killer. Mr. White breathes in and out slowly. The scratching noise in the background seems to grow louder and louder and more consistent. Do you have children, Detective? At this point, I should have turned it off. I had no patience for intimidation tactics from a suspect, but his voice sounded so pathetic, so broken. Daughter, once. You loved your daughter, didn't you? Did you think she could ever do something bad to anyone else? My daughter has childish delusions. I'm not sure they're all delusions anymore. The bodies you found are all children, I guess. If they were children and we were sick from the air, me and my wife would have just chased them down outside the house, where they would be safe from the gas. It doesn't make sense. But a child could get them in. A little girl who might invite her friends over for a tea party, and a child might take them down into the basement to hide from her parents, and something else might take over. The basement rule. I'm sorry? What were you talking about earlier, on her delusion? It doesn't have to be a delusion. It's all part of the same story. She said I gave her bloody milk. She said we ate something with fingernails. When they went down into the basement, something else took over, and something else in the shape of a little girl began eating those children in the dark. There's a pause. Detective Simmons. Do you mean to say a little child buried all those bodies? My wife tries to hide things, you've heard her, but she only does it to protect us. She must have come down one day and... A silence follows. He doesn't say anything and I don't know what to say. Recording end. Mandy Mandy's second testimony. The victim, covered in cuts and bruises, lays in the hospital bed, staring idly out the window as an IV drips fluid slowly into her veins. Hello again. I hope you remember me. I'm Daniel Simmons, the detective assigned to investigate your case. I actually had some more questions for you. Do you mind if I record our conversation again? Sure, whatever. Doesn't matter anymore. Children's laughter is briefly heard. The suspect does not move, nor stop smiling. Thank you. I suspect this will be difficult for you, so take your time. Could you state your name and age for the record, please? My name is Mandy Mandy. The tape records multiple unidentified whispers. This is what follows. Children's voices. Mandy, 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 Mandy. An identified girl's voice. Kill him, Mandy, Mandy. I'm so hungry. Detective Simmons. And your age? My age cannot be measured by your numbering system. I'm sorry, what? No need to apologize, Detective. You're not responsible for its flaws. More giggling is recorded. Well, I just want to take you through the case again. How you got down there, how you got out of there, that sort of thing. But you told us just enough to incriminate one member of the family. See, Mr. White tried to confess to me. He thought It was his daughter, but I noticed something odd in his logic. He assumed the children had to be friends of his kids. No mention of you, who could be within easy grasp of both parents. I also noticed no one else mentioned a babysitter. Another thing I noticed was when you said you assumed your kidnapper was looking at the children buried in the basement. I didn't say there were any children there. How did you know they were buried in the basement? Silent. She doesn't stop smiling. What really happened in that house, Miss Mandy? She didn't stop freaking smiling. Mandy. The same thing that happened before. A new family moved in with a young child. His smell came down to us below the basement grounds with a dead sleep, and we woke up. The basement is alive and watches and waits and eats your children when you're not awake. Mandy, please answer me right. What you're trying to say is that something was after the boy, not the girl. Then what caused her strange fancies? The ceiling men are the men who walk above our graves. Mandy White has been dead for 2 years after a car accident. She already sleeps with us in the ground. Detective Simmons. Okay. This is quite the fancy you're weaving here. I understand that you went through some traumatic experiences in the basement, but you need to tell me what really happened so we can get justice for what was done to you. A dull thud can be heard on the recording. I'm sorry for slapping the table. Mandy, look at me. Her face begins to change. Lacey Simmons. Did you really think that this is anything like what happened to me? Detective Simmons. Lucy? My sweet Lucy, is it really you? Mindy White's laughing can be heard on the recording. Mandy, do you still think it's some fancy now, Detective? Little girls who go into the basement have to stay in the basement. You shouldn't have broken the basement rule. All the dead girls are coming out of the basement now. Detective Simmons. What the hell? Did you slip something in my drink? How did you make yourself look like my late daughter? Nurse! I think she needs to be under mental observation. And she seems to be going in. Where does she go? Call security. We've got a missing patient. A voice crackles on the radio. Nobody has left the ward or any rooms in the past hour, except for Detective Simmons. Hey friends, thank you guys for listening to the story, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Now, huge and special thanks to the Redditor, u/LuckySevers? I'm sorry, I mispronounced it. I hope I got that right, but thank you for allowing me and granting me permission to narrate your awesome story, and as always, continue to make more. Now once more, I hope you guys enjoyed this story, and I'll see you guys in the next story. So, don't forget to sit back, relax, and indulge in fear.